This man's faith amazed Jesus. This is Father Scott Seethaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday, and St. Paul invites us to cast our cares upon the Lord because He cares for us. Once again, it raises that whole issue, doesn't it? Every Monday and Tuesday, I really deal with the particular issue of trusting God, letting God take care of you, casting your cares upon the Lord. Why should you carry that burden by yourself? Do you really think you can handle that burden just by yourself? No, you're not going to be able to do that. You got to cast it upon the Lord. You got to say, Lord, it's too big for me. Lord, I hand it over to you. Lord, I just believe that you love me so much that you will not abandon me when I have this burden. That you will absolutely be there for me in good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health, richer or poorer, all the days of my life. You know, every day we have to make an act of faith, not just once a day. We have to do it in the traffic. We have to do it when we're visiting somebody in the hospital, when we ourselves are at the doctor's. We have to keep casting our cares upon the Lord every day. We're only going to get daily bread. You know, Jesus wants us attached to the hip. He's not going to let us become independent. We got to cast our cares upon the Lord day after day after day after day after day. And slowly, as we do that, as we grow in confidence of God's love for us, as we see Him work the big and little miracles in our life, then we become peaceful and we become a tremendous blessing for the people that we meet. Because the only Jesus people are going to meet in the flesh in the days in which we live are you and I. If we don't do a good imitation of Christ, how would they believe in Jesus? Or the power? Or the promises that He made? Today's scripture passage comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Now when Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. End of the scripture passage. I began the program today saying that this man's faith amazed Jesus. He was amazed. It brings out the humanity of Jesus. You know, Jesus knows robot. Jesus doesn't play games like he knows beyond a shadow of doubt every little detail of every interaction he's going to have before the interaction occurs. No, he was astonished, it says. Astonished by the man's faith. He praises the man loudly. What's he say? I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. You can see, and that's why I always emphasize it on Mondays and Tuesdays in my program, how important it is to be people of faith, to trust the Lord, to cast your cares upon the Lord. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this centurion. centurion, he had 100 men under him, so he was a man of great importance. And yet he says, when Jesus says, "I'll come down and heal your servant," No, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Well, such humility, huh? He has these two important characteristics in this life. He trusts. He's humble. Now, God can do great things in people who trust and who are humble. And he also knows what obedience means. You know, obedience comes from the Latin word to listen. Obedere. So, he says to Jesus, "You just tell me. Tell me to go. That's how I talk to the men under me. You go, go. You come, they come." And Jesus is so astonished by this man. And so he says, "All right, go. It will be done just as you believed it would." And the gospel says, this is Mark's gospel, it says that the servant was healed at that very hour. Wow. I have to tell you, once I was preaching in Pensacola, Florida. And at a weekday mass, I was going to be preaching on the power of prayer after the mass, so I concelebrated with the assistant pastor. And the assistant pastor was from Vietnam, and he had suffered terribly while he was in Vietnam as a young man. He was forced into the army by the North Vietnamese soldiers. He spent 3 years in Cambodia before he escaped. So since he was the principal celebrant at the mass, he gave a very, very short homily, 2 to 3 minutes, after the gospel. And this happened to be the gospel for that day. And I still remember what he said. I was so impressed. He said, "I want you to imagine this centurion, after Jesus said to him, 'Go, it will be done just as you believed it would,' starts home. And he had a couple of his men with him. And he says to the men, 'Well, let's stop here and get a bite to eat.' And his men say, 'Well, wait a minute, don't you want to go right back home?' He said, 'No, everything's okay at home. Let's get something to eat here.' 'Are you sure?' 'Yeah, yeah, I'm sure my servant is healed.'" And this priest, this Vietnamese priest, said, so they go in and they sit down and they're getting something to eat. And Jesus happens to go walking by and he sees them sitting there. They're eating and they're not sad. They're not apprehensive. In fact, they're laughing and enjoying each other's company. And Jesus would have been, again, astonished and impressed and would have known that this man really did believe that Jesus gave him the miracle he wanted. And what the Vietnamese priest, the point he was making was, if we walked with trust, if we walked casting our cares upon the Lord, as I always begin Tuesday's program, there would be, you know, we wouldn't be walking around just doom and gloom. We wouldn't be walking around sad all the time. We wouldn't be walking around waiting for the other shoe to fall. We would be genuinely expecting a miracle. We would be genuinely knowing that God writes straight with crooked lines. If he doesn't answer our prayers this way, he'll answer our prayers in another way. We would relax. We would be at peace. Or as Psalm 40:46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Important message for all of us, right? We need to imitate the faith of the centurion. Who are our prayer partners today? Cardiologists. They deal with the heart. Dear God, bless men and women who are cardiologists. Help them to deal with people who are having heart trouble. Help them use all their gifts that you've given them. Use them for the honor and glory of God and to bring about the miracles, big and little miracles, giving people a new heart, restoring their health, letting the blood flow again, replacing arteries or valves. Cardiologists play a very, very important role in our society, Jesus. Bless them today. Amen. Now, our food for thought comes from the playwright Neil Simon. And this just fits today's program and yesterday's program very well. Neil Simon wrote, If no one ever took risk, Michelangelo would have painted the Sistine floor instead of the Sistine ceiling, right? And so you understand, where there is no risk, there is no faith. My small attempt to make you smile or laugh today. This husband named Bob stood on over his tee shot for what seemed an eternity. He waggled, looked up, looked down, wiggled again, but did not start his backswing on the 18th hole. Finally, his exasperated partner asked, "What is taking so long?" Bob said, "My wife is up there watching me from the clubhouse. I want to make a perfect shot." "Good Lord," his companion exclaimed, "you don't have a chance of hitting her from here."
Hey, I think that's a very cute joke.
Want to contact me? You can contact me to let me know that you enjoy the program. I love to hear from my listeners. You can send me your prayer intentions. And I'm serious. I do pray. I pray for every one of those intentions. I pray for the person by name and the intention that they give me. You can contact me and let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. You know, it's only my newsletter that tells you where I'm preaching. I don't put it anywhere else on my website. You can send me some support to help me keep my hospital for the poor and the sick. Keep it going. In Oaxaca, Mexico, one of the poorest places in Mexico. Folks, I go down regularly. You would not believe how bad the poverty is there. I named it after my mother, the Anna C. Toller Hospital. For $10, you can help 3 people pay for their appointments at the hospital clinic. So you might make a check out to Tash, Inc. and send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. So whether you want to get my newsletter, which is for free, whether you want to send me your prayer intentions, just drop me a note. Tell me what you like about the program, or just that you even listen to the program, or send me a donation. The address is Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. I really would like to hear from you folks. You know, God cannot be outdone in generosity. Even if you think your finances do not allow to send me a gift, rethink that. Remember, where there is no risk, there is no faith. And if you'd like to visit my website on the internet, it's Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. And there you'll find inspiration and humor. You'll find more information about my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Let's say the beginning of the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.